painting.
Festive.
You paint it.
Oh. Again, not as festive.
Anyway, this has been the Egg Hour. We are your regular hosts of the Egg Hour. We'll be here every Sunday night at 11 p.m.
Earlier, when we said we only like Christian music, and
that was a joke.
It's a joke. Addendum. Because up next
we have
a little spice.
Yes. So again, WMFO Medford, WMFO in Medford, 91.5. I mean, everything you could really imagine. Tufts Freeform Radio. Good night.
Good night, Matt. Folks. Good night, Denise.
This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew. You don't need Deck the Halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew.
Luke and Harry in the alley by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. A secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message, and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. By the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I have a secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message, and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the alley by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee.
friend, but I am. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, new bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. New canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a bun on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a bun on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pun on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pun on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Thank you. against the Second World War. Put in sleep. Well, you're never gonna get it. Put in sleep. Tell me what's that for? Put in sleep. You're happy with what you're getting. There's a guy who's been awake since the Second World War. My hands are locked up tight in fists. My mind is racing, filled with lists of things to do and things I've done. Another sleepless night's begun. Lids down, I count sheep, I count heartbeats. The only thing that counts is that I won't sleep. I count down, I look around.
Schlesig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Stuck in your ivory tower. Is this the year of the plague? Can't get away from here. What are you looking for? Is it run away when you come near? Is it love that's been on your mind? Then you're no different.
guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
in hand. You saw my cut shine like diamonds in the light. How was I to know that was your kryptonite? Yeah, you were playing with my who, where, when, why. You were trying to be everything I wanted, everything I need. Yeah, school by the five and half the time. You were trying to convince me that you could read my mind. And you could call this what you want. I'm gonna sing it like a song. I could feel it roll, roll around my mind before it slips off my tongue. Some coulda, shoulda, wouldas wreaking havoc in my mind. Circles can't fit into squares like I can't change the time. No matter what I say or do or try, if the past gives me my present, then I don't know why. I'll raise my hands to the sky to measure the distance between you and I. Beyond the tree like that starlight hits your face, but it can't make you stay. I'll raise my hands to the sky to measure the distance between you and I.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the shelterpetproject.org.
You sing to me. Now Well, hello there. This is DJ Rizzle King. It is 12:48 on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you all had wonderful Thanksgivings for anybody listening at this ungodly hour on a Monday morning. For any regular listeners, this is not my normal time slot. I am filling in for Gabe Haddad and his show Dead of Night. See him back next week. But for now, I'll be, playing a little bit of everything. So maybe some Christmas music, maybe some relaxing music, some jazz, maybe some random stuff. You can tune into my show along with my partner DJ Slips every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Anything and everything with DJ Slips and DJ Rizzle King. A lot of random music. Callers call in, tell us what they want to hear. Speaking of which, if you feel like calling in, making my job a little bit more interesting, please go ahead and do so at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. So, that was Tiny Dancer by Elton John. Really fantastic song. Pretty well known. But we're going to change it up a little bit. I said we'd play some jazz. I've been rewatching Whiplash in the last couple of days, one of my all-time favorite movies. If anybody hasn't seen it, go out and do so immediately. Forgo any schoolwork or any other responsibilities you might have to watch that movie. Really, really great. Especially the music. Miles Teller plays the protagonist, does a convincing job, but when you actually just sit down and listen to the music, it's pretty amazing. So I'm going to share a little bit of that with you for anybody who hasn't, even if you haven't seen the movie, I hope you find this as enjoyable as I do. This is Caravan from the motion picture soundtrack to the movie Whiplash. And that was Caravan by John Wasson from the original motion picture soundtrack to the movie Whiplash. Cut it off with about 4 minutes, 5 minutes left. For anybody who's familiar with the film, the main character, Neiman, continues to play and just have his drum solo for another 5 minutes right at the end of the film. If anybody hasn't seen that movie, really, really go see it. Go watch it as soon as you can. It follows a young jazz student who wants to really move up in the ranks of drummers, and we'll call it an abusive relationship with the kind of head guy at the Schaefer School of Music, Terrence Fletcher, played by J.K. Simmons, Andrew Neiman, the protagonist, played by Miles Teller, and it kind of just follows their relationship as Neiman becomes this really elite drummer, but it takes a serious toll on him. This is a spoiler. This is the official spoiler alert for anybody listening who wants to see the movie and hasn't, which should be everybody who hasn't seen the movie. But it leads to some pretty serious mental health issues for Andrew, culminating in a car accident brought about by his stress surrounding a performance. Terrence Fletcher gets fired, tries to exact revenge on Neiman by embarrassing him on, I think it's the Carnegie Hall stage, which for any non-musicians out there is pretty much the biggest deal in music, no matter who you are. And that's part of what is played at the end. Fletcher gives Neiman the wrong sheet music at the beginning. He can't keep up. And then Neiman comes back on stage after being humiliated with this unbelievable rendition of what you just heard, Caravan, to kind of proof Fletcher wrong. But for anybody who's seen the movie, he's also proving Fletcher right. The whole point of the movie is that, and the whole point of what was in the director's mind, Damien Chazelle, when he made it, also on a shoestring budget, $3 million for an Oscar-winning movie, which is incredible. I hope we see that with Get Out. But that's another conversation. The whole point, and this is coming, I'm coming from a musician myself, and I, to a certain extent, agree with this sentiment. The worst things, I think, in life that somebody can be told is the phrase, good job. My violin teacher told me that when I was about 10 years old, which to a casual listener sounds horrible. Why tell this 10-year-old they're not doing a good job? But this might be an unpopular opinion. I think there's a very fine line between making sure people don't end up in the state that Miles Teller's character ends up in Whiplash, which is a kind of abusive, obsessive state of always